Nonetheless, when Machleik is here, Rabbi Yochanan was talking Shivka Harufa, the Aliba demanded Chashiv leYediya the Yoshim. But the man the Yomer holds you only Chayiv and Oshim Vaday when you had Yediya, you knew Vaday did the Chet. The Rabbi Yochanan the Yomer Yediyas Chatis. Hoyva Chashiv he Mechalekes. About this, the Chashiv is Zach by Chatis. You only Chayiv the Korban if you know about it. You know you did the Chet. So that Yediyas Mechal to bring two different Kavonis. Afilu Chatis de la Mechad, even though you did the Chet too, he ate two times Chaylev. Who won Helim? Hochinami. Machloikis Bain de Helim Mechad Bain Shtehalomis. Well, the Reshlokish, do you have the Chatis? Ah, forgot the Chshivim. Loi Mechalekis, Averis, the Lamechod. Calls them on you did the Averis, one Helim, one forgetting. Later, when you found that you did one Chet, that your dear means nothing. Hocho, Afil, the Shtei Halomas, the Mechalekis, the Capricious. Here, even though the Chet was done with two different Halomas, that means you boiled the Shivcha once. And then in between, you found out he was a Shivcha Harufon. So the second time the Chet was a different haloma, still you only chayiv one korban. And that was Rashi's chilek, because here, you chayiv one korban even b'mezid. If you boil the isha five times b'mezid, you only chayiv one chatis. So here, even though you had yedi in between, yedi means nothing. Yedi is not choshev to mechalek. You only have to bring one korban. So you have all the machlekes in Bashir Pecharuf. A new sugi now. So the more itma. Niskavein lahagvias sugya from the Masafik now. Niskavein lahagvias atolish. Somebody thought Moshe dropped a knife in the floor. He was in the middle of a field and he dropped a knife. And he was niskavein now to pick up the knife. Niskavein lahagvias atolish. He thought he's going down to pick up a knife. V'chotechas amechubet. By mistake, when instead of picking up the knife, he picked up the cucumber that was attached to the ground. V'chotechas amechubet. Cut off something that was mechubet. Is potter. Such as that, he's potter from the chatis, he's potter from the korban, that's not called a shogi. This is called misasik. So Drashim, niskavin like bias atolish, could go in the nofo sakin baruga sayere. He dropped a knife in the middle of the Iraqis. Viniskavin like bia, and he asked Kabora now to pick up the knife. That's what he was Isaac in, picking up the knife. Vichot the chesamachuba, and by mistake, he picked up the cucumber, is potter. The potter said, ashechota bo. He has to do a chet. For darshina b'kris says prat lemisasek b'davar acher. Hashechota bo means he's being oisik in this chet. Here is being oisik and doing something else. V'osa dovaze, and by mistake he thinks he's being oisik picking up a knife, which is tolush, and by mistake he picks up mechuber. That's called misasek. V'shegek hechidomi, where's the case where you are chayiv achatis of korban? That's if you do the chet b'shegek. What's called the shegek? The garen shineskavin lekach. You knew there's a cucumber there. You knew the cucumber is attached to the ground, and you have kavod to pick up the cucumber. Avol shogag, your mistake was to save shena yom Shabbos. Either you forgot today was Shabbos, that's why you thought it was mutum. Or you save shemlocha zumateris, or else you didn't know you're not allowed to pick off a cucumber off the ground or when it's attached. But you knew klo what you're doing. That's called a shogig. V'zeh mesasek bihagbo hoyu v'loy dechaticha. Mashaken al, a case you were mechavin and picking up something, picking up a knife. You were not mechavin to do a zachav chaticha. So that's called mesasek yipota. As I thought, this is the first man, yeah. Rav Omar, lachter es atolosh, but loyitza faker. Loyitza, you knew that cucumbers on the ground. But he thought there are some cucumbers that are attached to the ground still growing, and there are some cucumbers that were cut off from before Shabbos. So he had kavanah now to cut up a cut cucumber. He thought he's going to pick up now the cucumber that's already cut off. Lachbech has told she had not to cut off now from the cut cucumber, which is mutter. And by mistake, v'chotech has mechuba. By mistake, he went and cut the cucumber that was still attached to the ground. Is here some machlokes? Is this still called mesasek or not? Rav Rama Potter. Rav says yes, it's still called potter, it's still called mesasek. Why? Because you're not oisik and doing a malachas isser. You thought you're doing a malachas heter. You thought you're cutting up cucumbers that was already cut off from before Shabbos. So you're being oisik and doing a chatichas heter. And by mistake, it comes out you're doing a chatichas isser. That's also called mesasek. Abayi Rav Mechayiv. Abayi says Yechayiv. Because I call upon him, you're mechavan to do what you're doing. You have kavanah to cut cucumbers. And you are cutting cucumbers. That's loyimut to shogi. That's not called mesasik. His rabbi Rama part the rabbi says you part here the loy niskav and a chaticha di yisura. That's also called masasi. Since you didn't have kavon to do a chaticha di yisura, you thought you're cutting up a cut cucumber ready, so that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So that's called masasi. You don't realize you're doing it nitzah now, because you think you're doing something else. Abaye Rama chayv Abaye says no, that's no pter masasi. Still you chayv. Why? To a kol mechav and a chaticha b'yamun. Hakol ponim, you have kavona to do the maisa you are doing. You're doing a maisa of cutting up a cucumber, and you know that, that's your das. Ah, you think this cucumber is mutter? That doesn't make mesasik. Mesasik of the pshat is you have kavona to do a different maisa altogether. Like before, you think you start picking up a knife. You're not oisek b'chlal and cutting something. And it comes that you cut off the cucumber, that's called mesasik. But here, where you know you're cutting something, you have not to cut. Just you think you're cutting, you have to dikazach, that's not called mesasik according to Rava. This is the machlekes, I mean according to Abaye. This is the machlekes, Rava and Abaye, how far does mesasik go? So Drashi, do lo yichave nachaticha disura, b'shigga Shabbos, oi b'shigga smolocha. He, like, didn't know he's doing a mice isser, just he forgot today was Shabbos, so he thought this mice was mutter. Elo mesasek mechtichas heter. He taka knew it today is Shabbos. And he taka knew you're not allowed to cut cucumbers on Shabbos off the ground. But he thought he's cutting a cut cucumber ready. Have a sheer day issue Shabbos, you're day shechticha mechubarosser. So that's called mesasek according to Rava. Mashenke and Abaye says, no, that's not a pter mesasek. The pasuk says, ashechota bo. Pratla Masasik means you have to be Isaac in a different mice altogether. But if you're being Isaac in this mice, even though you think the mice is mutter, that's not called Masasik according to Abaye. So the Mara my Rova, Minoa Minolo, that this is also called Masasik. Abiye not Mechavan to do an Isser, that's called Masasik. Titania, we're going to the Braisa. Choymer Shabbos Misha Mitzvahs. Shabbos is more Chomer than all Mitzvahs, other Mitzvahs are Torah. V'choymer sham mitzvahs mishabbos, and sham mitzvahs has a special chumrah over Shabbos. This whole brayso will soon explain every part of it. Choymer Shabbos mishab mitzvahs. What's the point that Shabbos is more chumrah than sham mitzvahs? Shah Shabbos also shtayim belemechod chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. By Shabbos, even though you do the same chet twice, the helemechod you chayiv two chatois. And we'll soon see what case about. The chumrah we know you only chayiv one chatis. If you kotzar and then kotzar again, bela mecher on one Shabbos, you only chayv one chadis. Where the Brisa says no, that Shabbos is also shtayim bela mecher. We'll soon see what shtayim means. It could be forget. Bosh shtayim means two different avos melachos. Forget you were kotzar and then you were tochan. So even though it's bela mecher, chayv a kolachas v'yachas. Since they're two separate melachos, you chayv two chatois. Mashenkein b'sham mitzvus. Mashenkein b'sham mitzvus. You're not chayv two chatois. And that's the Gemara Gnes, Mechitesi. By Shar Averish, it's Bidisai Malacha. If you do two different, you eat Chalev and you eat Dam, even though it's Bela Mechid, you chayiv two chatois. So we'll soon see what does it mean by Shar Mitzvahs, even though you do two chatoyim, you only chayiv one korban. Vayte b'choymer Shar Mitzvahs mishabbos. What's more choymer about Shar Mitzvahs than Shabbos? She b'Shar Mitzvahs, Shogag b'loy miskavein chayiv. If you were shogag, you did it naver b'shogin, without kavona, you chayiv a korban. Mashen came the Shabbos. Mashen came by Shabbos, there's a pter mesasek here, since you're not miskavin, you potter. It's called a shogag b'loy miskavin. You were shogag, but you didn't have kavona to do what you're doing. So by shara veris, you chayiv, mashen came by Shabbos, you potter. This is a raya to Rava, that calls the man you're not miskavin to do the yisr, you say you potter by Shabbos. So Drashi, kula meforish lo v'yozel. So Tumor, Omamar, choy me Shabbos mishah mitzvahs. Shabbos has a chumra over shah mitzvahs. Shah Shabbos, by Shabbos, also shtayim be'el mechod chayim v'kolachas v'yachas. If you do two different molochis, be'el mechod, still yichayim two chatois, for each moloch has a special chatis. Poshut. Ma'ashen came with shah mitzvah. Shah mitzvah doesn't have this din. For the Gemara, hechi dami, how are you talking about? Why doesn't shah mitzvah have this din? Ilay madiyav tzirut chino, if it means mamash, you did two different malachas on Shabbos. You were first kaitzah, you cut off the teres, and then you made a chino. That's why you chayiv tu chatoyis. For the Gemara, the kavosa gabe shah mitzvah. What's the same case by shah mitzvah that you want to say you only chayiv one? You have to say ochach chelev. The person first paid chelev, vidam, and then he went ahead and he ate dam.
Aber so ich frage die Gemara, hoche tati mechaib, woche tati mechaib, it's not true what you're saying. What you say is only chaib, one chatas pasha mitzvahs, he should also be chaib two chatois. Since he ate chelev, and then damn the two separate averis, feet shavera, avadis mechalak, ki mechaib is pasha chatas. Shashi chelev gibdam, dum ye ditchinu ksiro, shehen shnei gufen, they're two different guf averis. So in both cases, you chayiv two melachos. So the Gemara Eli, you have to say, Shar mitzvahs loy mechayiv el achodo. Where's the case that by Shar mitzvahs, you only chayiv one hechidomi, the ochal chelev, he ate chelev in the morning, v'chelev, and then an hour later he ate again chelev behelamechod. But since it was the same chet being done twice, behelamechod, you only chayiv one chattis. For the Gemara is also no good. Over the Kavosta Gabi Shabbos, what's the same case by Shabbos that you want to say Yechayiv too? What's the same case? The Yovak Ksiru Ksiru. He cut one, he pulled off one apple, and then an hour later he pulled off another apple. Expect the Gemara, Hochachodim Mechayiv, Hochachodim Mechayiv. It's not true. You're not Chayiv too by Shabbos. If you do the same Malacha twice, Bela Mechod, means in between you did not know you did the Chet, you're right there on Yechayiv one Chattis. So where do you have the Chumra of Shabbos over Shamalochis? Have the Gemara, Liyelam Diyavad Ksiru Tchina. Havad, we're talking about Yechayiv two Chatoyas by Shabbos is where you did the whole two separate Malachis. You did a Malach of Ksiru, and then you did a Malach of Tchina. That Yechayiv two. Oh my, I'm sorry, the Kasha was, Ma'ashen came by Shah Mitzvah. What do you mean by Shah Mitzvah? You only chayiv one. By Shah Mitzvah, so she's be chayiv two. If you ate dam and chilu, she's be chayiv two chatois. The Teretz is, we're talking about Avoy de Zoro. We're talking about somebody who does the chet of Avoy de Zoro, is the Edim's Avoy de Zoro. Who could the Reb Ami? The Yom Reb Ami, Zivuch, if somebody shechs a korban for Avoy de Zoro, the Kitor, then he makes a Ktori, burns it for Avoy de Zoro, the Nisach, or else he pours the yain l'shem avoid zorah. The helamechas, he does all these three chatoyim together. The helamechad is a chiddush b'avoid zorah and a chayiv elachas. You only chayiv one chatas b'avoid zorah. That's out of dimi. So what it means here, sham mitzvah doesn't mean stam sham mitzvah zorah. It means only the mitzvahs of avoid zorah. So Rashi, the Rav Dimi b'Masechta Sanhedrin, the Paradalb Mitzvahs Yalef b'Milsei Mikroa, the Enchilah Chatoyos Liyakim. Turns out from Sukkim that you din Avoyde Zoro, even though you do three different Avoydes, to the Avoyde Zoro, you only chayiv one chatis. So that's what it means, Mashenkim b'Sham Mitzvahs. It means Avoyde Zoro. For the Gemara, B'Zoy B'Maya, Kimtab Avoyde Zoro. You want to say that this Bryce is talking about Avoyde Zoro? For B'Zoy Eimus Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Choyme b'Sham Mitzvahs, there's a chumra of Shar Mitzvahs now, which will mean avoid the Zora, over Shabbos. What's the chumra? Shebisham Mitzvahs, Shogak B'loy Miskavin. If you were Shegig, and you also you have no kavon to do it, like you get like Misasik, there were Chayiv. Ma'ashen came by Shabbos, but by Shabbos, Kozuman, you're not Miskavin to do the Yisr, that's more than a Shegig, that's called like Misasik, you're not Mechavon to do the Yisr, you're Potter by Shabbos. For the Gemara, Hai Shogig B'loy Miskavon, the Avoy de Zorah, Hechidomi. Where's the case that you want to tell me Misasig is Chayiv Avoy de Zorah? That you say not a posture to Shogig, it's not the pshat that you stam forgot to never be able to Avoy de Zorah. But you're not Miskavon, like you don't have Kavonah to do the Avoy de Zorah. If you don't have the Kavonah to do it, where's the case that you Chayiv Avoy de Zorah, Taka? Hechidomi, where's this case? If you want to tell me he walked into a church, no, he thought it was a Beis Knesses. He thought it was Mamash Shul. And he went to bow down there. No, his kavana was to bow down to Hashem. He thought he's davening to Hashem. That's called Leinim Eskavin. For the Gemara, Libel Hashemayim. Shiti is not Chayiv Chatzis then. He didn't deen Avoy de Zorah. Even though he's bowing down in the church. But since his lave is to Hashem, he thinks he's in shul right now, Avad is not chayiv Avoy de Zorah. So Drashi Vishtacha below you want to say, Vainu Shogeg Shi Avoy de Zorah, Buloy Miskavin, Shloy Niskavin Ishtachos Avoy de Zorah. In other words, he's mamish in a church, bowing down, so that's called the Shogeg, and he's not Miskavin because he thinks he's in shul. He's not Miskavin Mechlal to bow down to the church. Even if he knows he's in church, but when he bows down, he asks Kavona to bow down to Hashem, not to the Getchka there, is ain't Chiyav Khan. There's no Chiyav in such a case. You only have to avoid the Zorah if you mamish din to avoid the Zorah. That means you bow down, ashamed to avoid the Zorah. But if you're bowing down even in church, but you have kavona, libo l'shamayim, you're potter. So you're taking out chayiv in this case of Shabbos. So what are you saying by avoid the Zorah that ain't a miskav and it's chayiv? The yellow, you have to say by avoid the Zorah the case is to chose andarto. He saw a statue of the melech. Shrashi andarto, suras ha-melech. He saw a statue of the king. Shoysin l'chover ha-melech. People don't make l'shem a getchka, they only make it as kovar ha-melech. V'shtachavalo, and this yid now bowed down to this tzelem, to this statue of the melech, he bowed down. V'lo l'shem alohus. He didn't bow down to makabul the melech as a god, he didn't do it to shem avoy the zora, he stand bowed down l'kovar, to makabul the melech. That's what you want to say. So the marvelo de chozi andarto. We're talking about a case where he saw this statue. V'sogadlo, and he bowed down to the statue. But the more vayt echidomi, how are we talking about where's the issa? You want to say now the chiddush that by avoid the zora, if you bow down to avoid the zora without mischavim, you chayev avoid the zora. Where's the chiddush here by bowing down without mischavim, you chayev? You want to say bow down any mischavim mean you bow down to the statue of the king and you bow down echidomi. If you're makabel this statue of the king to make him your getchka, you're bowing down the shame of the Zoram, Freddy more than made it who? That's that can't be Pshan the Brysa. The Brysa is telling me you were shaking and you're not mischavan of the Zoram and you're chayiv. If you're telling me you're bowing down to this king and you're makabel him for your getchka and your mamish bowing down the shame of the host, so bezoy yechayiv, that's amazing, that's mamish of the Zoram. Elamai, you bow down to the statue. Stam, not you mekabel him for a getchko. No, they made a statue of the king, the chabad the melech. So you stam giving cover to the melech like everybody else does. Not because he's eloho. He's not making him for God. You stam making him for a cover for the melech. For the moral law, klumu, you didn't do anything. That's not a case where you chayif avoy the zori. You can't say you chayif avoy the zori in such a case. So by what's Pshan the Bryce? The Bryce says there's a chaymer of Shar mitzvahs over Shabbos. That by Shar mitzvahs, if you do it, mitzchavein, you are chayiv. And Shabbos, ain't a mitzchavein, is potter. What do you mean you chayiv avoid the Zorah? Such a case is not called avoid the Zorah? Elo, the case is meyavo meyira. We're talking about when you're bowing down to this getchko, meyavo and meyira. What does that mean, meyavo? Meyira is a trashi. Meyavas odim. The reason why you're bowing down to this statue of the king, because you love the king. Not so much you mamash be mekablim for lohus, you're not making him for getchka, but you love him, that's why you're bowing down to him. Oy meyiris odem, hishtach vel avoy dezor. Or else because you're afraid of somebody, you bow down to an emissar avoy dezor. There's no more, we're not talking about our statue of the king anymore. We're talking about there's not mamash a getchka here, there's not avoy dezor here. And you're a yid, you're bowing down to avoy dezor. You know it's an avoy dezor. No, why isn't it called Mezidin? Why is it called Einim Eschavin? Because the reason why you're bowing down to him is not because really you want to dint the Avoy Dezorim, just you're afraid of the guy. There's a guy next to you that you're afraid of, you're afraid he'll kill you. He's telling you bow down to the Avoy Dezorim. So you're talking bowing down not to the Avoy Dezorim, and you know it's an Avoy Dezorim, but the reason why you're doing it is because you're afraid of the guy. What din does that have? Are you chayiv in such a case or not? Elo meyava meyira. The reason why you're bowing down to this getchka now, this avoid the zara, is because either you love the guy and you want to bow down because you want to be nice to the guy, or else because you're afraid of the guy. So that's called you're not mischavin for avoid the zara. For the gemara, that's machlokes the gemara Sanhedrin. Ha nichol abaye diyom achayiv. Loit abaye that says in such a case shechayiv, then it's good. That will be a case of avoid the zara. You're not mischavin mamish to bow down to worship the getchka as getchka long. As the getchka alone, you wouldn't do it. But the reason why you're doing it is because you're afraid of your friend, or else because you love your friend. That's why you're doing it. So Abaye Taka says, in such a case, you are chayiv avoy dezorah, then it's good as braisa. That's called Eini Meskaven, still yechayiv. El le Rav di Yom HaPotah, but Rav says, in such a case, that's not called you dinning in avoy dezorah. The din avoy dezorah to be mechayiv chatis, or chayiv misa is, where stam, your own free will, you go down to bow down to the getchka. But here, where you're bowing down to the getchka only because you're afraid of a guy, or else because you love the guy, that's not called din and avoy de zora. So according to Robert, Yimamish Potter, Shrik Shara Braisa. Our Braisa says here by Shah Mitzvahs, by avoy de zora, you are chayiv eini meskaven. If this is the case, it's Shver, Robert says you Potter. El Rob, Yama Potter, Michael Amema. So Trashi, El Abit, it's right there. Elazot Kumar Bioina Mutter. I tell you, the case of Avodah Zarah, where you're deemed down to Avodah Zarah, below Mischavin, that was saying Yechayiv, means in the case by Mamutr. Yid is mamish bowing down to a Getchka, and he knows it's an Avodah Zarah, and he's bowing down to worship the Avodah Zarah. No, why is it called Eini Mischavin? Because he thinks it's Mutr. He never learned there's an Issah Torah to bow down to Avodah Zarah. That's called by Mamutr. So an Oime Mutr is Chayiv Avodah Zarah. So Drash Yelo Boy Mamutr, Kagoin Gersh in his Gaia Ben Alochim. Talking about a Goy was Mizgayer, and he never learned Alochis. Right away he went back to live between the Goyim. Kisova Shein Avoy de Zorba Torah. He thought there's no East of Avoy de Zorba. The Korrele Shegel Boy Mizkavin. Maybe that's Pshan the Braisa. That's called you were Shegel and you're not Mizkavin. But you're not Mizkavin to go Kenega the Rotzen Hashem. You never knew that's the Rotzen Hashem. You never knew there's Nisa to deed Avoy de Zorba. And for that you Chayim Avoy de Zorba. For the Gemara, but there's six shvim. Mashenkin the Shabbos, the Brisa says Mashenkin Shabbos the Potter Legamri. That on Shabbos in such a case you pot Legamri. So the Gemara, Al Korkoch Ad Kan Loi Boyim and Ravim Rav Nachman. Rav only cleared the Shalaf from Rav Nachman. Elei Lechiyuve Chodo, Elechiyuve Tarta. That what's called Ayma Muta by Shabbos. Mutter b'shabbos before we had the case was what's called Emes the Shogi. The Gemara says you were Shogak b'zeh b'zeh. That means you forgot today was Shabbos, and you forgot this Malach was awesome. If you forgot this Malach was awesome, what does that mean? It means you're saying on Shabbos today, I'm allowed to do this Malach. That's called the Shigas Malach. Every Shigas Malach means, I'm a mutter. Means you forgot, or you never learned, you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. So Shogi means you're going to plow now. Why? Because you think you're allowed to plow on Shabbos. That's called I'm a mutter. And we know Yechayi the Chata such a case like that. So how could you say Ma'ashen came by Shabbos? That I'm a mutter is potter, Avada I'm a mutter is Chayiv. So the Mordea, you only have a Shailel Ichu, Vichodo, Ilichu, Vartarta. In the case where the guy was a Shogi, he forgot about Tzvei with Shabbos, and he forgot about the Moloch was also. So Shailel Ichu, and then he did two or three Molochis. Do we say the Ikishkog is if he got Tzvei with Shabbos, he's only Chayiv one? Or do we say, no, look at the Shigas Molocha, and he's Chayiv three? Abu Miftru Lagamri Loi, but nobody said you put Lagamri. So Rashi, Ad Kamakaboy Mene Rabbi Ranachman Helen Zeb Zebiodoi, where you forgot both Shabbos and the Melochis. Mal, you have a Pirkei and Dainu, I'm a Mutter. That's called I'm a Mutter. The Yomer ain't Shabbos with Torah, Hainu Helen Zeb Zeb. He forgot Trey was Shabbos, means he didn't know Trey was Shabbos. And he didn't know the Melochis were also. And still we say Yechai by Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Srik Shvedes Brisa." How does the Brisa say that? Eina Miskaven is Chayy by Shabbos Malachas and is Potter by Shabbos. So the Gemara El Olav Reisha BeYakim. I'll tell you it's like a true. The Reisha that says that if you do two Malachas, you Chayy by Shabbos, but by Shar Averis. If you do two Malachas, you have only Chayiv one. That's talking about Avoy de Zorah Taka. Well, that was the Chiddush. If you didn't Avoy de Zorah, you make a Shtachavo, and then you Makater, and then you Manaseach, that's Rav Dimi Din, you only Chayiv one Chattas of Avoy de Zorah. That's the ratio. But the Sefer of Shar Mitzvahs, I'll tell you though, the Sefer of the Brisa is talking about Shar Mitzvahs. The Shogag Blay Miskavin. What does the Sefer of the Brisa say? That if you do a Chet B'Shogig and you're not Miskavin, B'Shar Mitzvahs it says Yechayiv, and by Shabbos Yepoter. The Hechi Domi, where's the case that by Shar Averis Yechayiv? That's by Chelev. The Sova the Shumenhu, the Yochloi. And the case was the person went to eat Chelev. Now the reason why he ate this Chelev was he thought Eini Miskavin. He's not Miskavin to do the Anaver at all. He thought he's eating Shumen. Shumen is hetzdeke meat, hetzdeke fat. It's mutzdeke fat. So when he went to eat this chelov now, he mamish thought it was mutter. He thought what he's eating is shumen. And still we say yechayiv by chelov. Mashenken by Shabbos the potter. Mashenken in such a case like that by Shabbos the potter is called mesasek by Shabbos and mesasek the potter. What does that mean? Din ischavin lechatech esatolish. We're talking about the person has cucumbers on the ground. Now, some cucumbers are still attached, still growing, and some cucumbers were already cut off before Shabbos. Now, he had asked now to cut up the cucumbers that was cut off before Shabbos. Then Iskavin Lachatech Esatolish. He had Kavona to cut off the cut cucumbers. And by mistake, V'chotech Esamachubah. By mistake, when he went to cut, he cut the cucumbers that was still attached to the ground. And the potter, the Brisa says, the potter. This is a riot to Rava that's also called Mesasik. even though in both cases you know Chloe cutting up cucumbers, you have Kavana to cut cucumbers, but since one cucumber is mutter to cut, it's already detached from before Shabbos. So that's called mitzasik. You're mitzasik in cutting heter, and it comes out later you cut iser, you take a potter by Shabbos. The only time you chayiv is only by chelev, because of the klal shekeinenem. By chelev, when you eat chelev and shumen, even though you're mechav and teach shumen, let that be a p'tur mitzasik. By there we say a svar shekeinenem. Since when you're eating the chelev, you're having hanor, when you have hanor, you chayiv for mitzasik. But by Shabbos, when you have kavana to cut the cut cucumber, so you think you're doing a mice heter, and it comes out you're really cutting the attached, the cucumber that's mechubah, your potter that's called masasik. So Drashi, tisava shumen vuachlod, vaynul deshogag, tisava shumenu, v'lein niskaven lochachelev, v'chayev. Even though you're masasik l'rova, d'loy meschavan l'chilis iser, you're not mechayiv v'chlal tidisi, you think you're eating shumen. Chayiv, why? The yom hashmul b'krisis, v'chelev aroyis masasik chayiv shkeinen. It's a new svarim. But if you boil nisha when you're masasik, you think it's your wife and it comes out to your sister, your chayiv v'chat is there. I am masasik, a new svar shkeinen. When you have hanor doing the ma'aseh, that's mechayiv you. Avo b'shavis potter, d'loy nene, you have no hanor. Aber kopon behind the siat of the day, there's a riot to Rava. The yom and iskavu and the chadach as a tolish. Rava said this is also called masasig. When you know kloy you're cutting cucumbers, just you think you're cutting hetadika cucumbers, and it comes out you're cutting isadika cucumbers, that's also called masasig. So kur is a kash abaya. Abaya said in such case it's not called masasig yichayiv. Abaya says what's called masasig? When you stam think you're picking up a knife that fell on the ground. So you bichlal have no das to cut anything. And instead of picking up the knife, you picked up the cucumber that was attached. That's called masasig. Because you didn't have das bichlal to cut something. You thought you stam picking up a knife that fell down. And by mistake, you picked up the attached cucumber. That's the case of masasig. But in the case when you know you're cutting cucumbers, just one is mutter and one is usher, according to Abaya, that's not called masasig. So that's Abaya learn our braisim. For Abaya, shogat blei miskaven hechi domi, that we say yechayiv by chelev, tisova reiku ubolu. We're talking about a case where this fat was melted down, and this person, the cloud, didn't even think he's eating fat at all. He thought it's some spit there. It's some reik. And he went to eat there and swallow the roke. That's called masasig. Like you don't have kavona the cloud to eat fat. Not even shumen. Your mamish think it's tam spit. And it comes out, you're eating chelev, it's different mais lagamri. As you think like you're tam swallowing up or spit, and it comes out, you're eating chelev, that's called masasik yipotter. Mashenkem b'shabbos the potter. Mashenkem by Shabbos masasik is potter. What's the case yipotter according to Bayam? The case is that it's kaven like bias a tolish. Like you dropped the knife there. Something that's tolish. And you have das tam to pick up the knife. By mistake, instead of picking up the knife, you picked up the cucumber. That's the case you put. That's called masasig. You don't have kavana the chlau to do a maisa cutting. You have kavana stand to do a maisa picking up something, not to do a maisa cutting. But according to Abaya, in a case where you have das to cut the cucumbers, even though you think you're cutting already cucumbers that was cut off the ground before Shabbos. So really you think you're doing a mutterika cutting. By mistake it comes out you're cutting the cucumbers that are mechubah to the karka. According to Abaya, chayiv, yechayiv chat in such a case. That's not called mesasig. That's called stamashegig. Mesasig according to Abaya means you have das to do a different mais laganri. I have das tam picking up something, not cutting, pulling off the ground. That's called masasig. Or else by chelev, you have das to swallow spit. That's a new maisa, swallowing spit. And it comes out, not spit, really it's melted down fat. So it comes out eating fat. That's a different maisa lagamri. That's the case of masasig yipotem. That's the case of masasig. But the chiddush is, by chelev, you take a chayiv. Why shekeinena? Whenever you have a nor from the maisa vera, the hanene is mechayiv you. Vashem came by Shabbos, according to Abaya, this is the Ptur Masasik. But in the case where you have das to cut the cucumbers, just you think it's mutter, and it comes out of tosser, it's like a chayiv according to Abaya.
You're right, and the side of Belia, why Belia is different, is like Rashi says, that Belia is lav derech achilu. So according to Abaya, if the person is mechaven to swallow the spit, so you're mechaven to swallow like the spit, that's not called a dvar achila.
and it comes out really you're eating chaylev, so that's called eina mischavin, because you're not mechavin mechlal to do a ma'is achila. But shenken by chaylev and shumen, where you're mechavin to do a ma'is achila, just you think it's shumen and really it's chaylev, in such a case, according to Baya, that's not called masase bechlal and you're chayv even by Shabbos.